best behavior, please.
That is the silent comedy. The song is called Light of Day. It is brand new off the Friends Divide EP, which I think is available to the general public right now. Is that
it
the
is,
case?
Yeah, it's on iTunes and Amazon.com, all the Android marketplaces as well.
Cool, man. Well, Silent Comedy, if you haven't figured it out, they're in our Pearl Street studios right now with me. Thank you guys for taking the time.
Thank you.
So you guys have been, you guys have been putting out records for several years now, it seems like. And you guys originally from San Diego. I feel like you are a staple in San Diego. Do you find that the musician community and the community as a whole has really embraced you guys as a band?
I think the city definitely. I feel like we feel like the coming home to the fans. It has been that way. We get a lot of love from people at our shows and stuff. And I think that the music community as a whole, we've developed some really great collaborations and friendships with bands in town and stuff. As everybody kind of, as different things come and go, different projects come and go, a lot of the same people keep making music. So it's been.
Sure.
It's been sort of fun to...
And very supportive, I find, down in San Diego. But you guys have been so fortunate to have been able to really tour the country and probably make music your living or whatever, you know, make a living doing music. What a blessing that must be. Right now you're on tour with The Heavy, right?
Yeah. They're our good friends from England, and we were over in England with them earlier this year, and now this is the second half of a North American tour with them, and... We just started the West Coast leg. We just got back from the East Coast a couple weeks ago.
Cool.
And they went back to England to do Glastonbury and some festivals. And then we just met up with them last night and played a show in San Diego. So it feels good to be back together.
That's great, man. How were the shows like overseas, like tremendously well received? Like, what was one town where you were pleasantly surprised and you were like, wow, people in this town, they really dig on their music or whatever?
I think Birmingham was a real pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
It just, we weren't exactly sure what to expect from going into that town. And that was just a rowdy show. People got down. You know, it was, I think it's a kind of a working class town. And so people like their drinks and they like to yell and dance. And
very cool.
That was fun.
I feel like they would dig on the vibe of the silent comedy.
Definitely.
Your shows live are super high energy and very, very fun. In fact, you're playing the sold out Constellation Room in Santa Ana tonight.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, the next show is where? It's in LA somewhere,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, at the Fonda Theater in LA on Thursday. Yeah. So if people aren't able to get into the Constellation Room tonight, the Thursday, a little road trip to LA is a pretty good idea.
Right on. Silent Comedy in studio with me on member supported radio, KX93.5. The new record, the new EP called Friends Divide is available right now. Where was it all recorded? Did you write it on the fly in the studio? Could you tell us a little bit about the process of going through that and putting it out?
Yeah, we recorded it almost entirely in Austin, Texas with a friend, a producer that we know out there. And some of the tracks we were writing kind of right up to the recording session, and some had been kind of songs we've been meaning to record for a while. And then there were a few songs we brought in, and the producer was like, you know, steering them, had some ideas for the direction. And so it turned into a really collaborative process, which was
cool.
Refreshing.
So this producer you linked up with, you guys were pretty much on the same page as far as the sound of the band. Yeah,
and he kind of wanted to push us a little bit. And we've always wanted to get more of our live energy in our recordings. And we didn't really know how to do that. And we have limited experience with that stuff, but he really brought kind of an edge to things. He's more of a rock and roll kind of guy. And sometimes people see the banjo, the mandolin, and they think soft and pretty. And we wanted it to get crazier.
Sure.
And he just jumped into that with both feet.
Yeah.
That's cool. How'd you link up with that guy in the first place?
Mutual friends was
like
initially.
Yeah, we met through mutual friends years ago. And it only really occurred to work together after we had done a bunch of sessions with other producers. And we're finding that we weren't vibing with them in the right way. You know, people were misunderstanding what the band was a lot. And yeah, people see mandolin and banjo and they start to assume like Lumineers, you know, something a little bit more in the folk vein than we really are. We have folk roots and we have a folk aspect to what we do, but we were trying to find someone who captured the rock and roll.
And did you guys relocate to Austin specifically for this record? You hear about bands going to the desert or Big Sur or some remote location or a desert down in Mexico to get the creative juices flowing. Was that the case for you guys, or you just found yourself in Austin?
We spent a few weeks there. I mean, this last tour, we kind of went home to Austin after the tour and spent a couple weeks just recording and writing and stuff. And and did and kind of worked on sessions for an upcoming record that'll probably be the beginning of the year. And so that was kind of a live-in experience. And for this EP, it was split between a couple sessions of just kind of going out for a few days at a time and doing it. But
yeah, we might finish up the record in El Paso, Texas, and that would be that exact thing. It's a studio on the middle of 2,000 acres of nothingness, and you live there. And you get that kind of go to the desert experience.
That's really rad. So going back to the inception of this band, The Silent Comedy, I mean, it really, how, you guys have been putting out music since when?
Technically, since about 2006. Mm-hmm. But in the beginning, it was really casual. And so it really didn't pick up steam for a while because we were doing a different band. And it was a side project. And we kind of thought of it as a very casual thing. And then eventually people just started to enjoy it so much that it took on a life of its own. And it really kind of has gone through metamorphosis and it's gone through different lineups. And at this point, I think we really consider the band being around for about 3 or 4 years in our heads.
Cool.
But technically, we've been around for longer than that.
Right. I feel like I've been hearing you guys out there for a good long time, and it's just it's good quality stuff. I mean, you guys wouldn't be on tour with the Heavy right now, and you know, touring overseas if it wasn't good stuff. Your instruments that you brought today, I imagine you're going to play them on stage tonight at the Constellation Room, right?
Yeah, some of them.
Or a variation of that.
Yeah.
I'm looking over there in the corner, and what is that, man?
This is a jawbone from a donkey.
Wow.
It's got like the real deal teeth.
I've never seen that before.
And what's it supposed to mimic, Jay?
Like a washboard or something?
Well, you can play it and then you can actually hit it. Get a little shake out of it.
Yeah, that's what they took the vibraslap from this.
Vibraslap.
So the vibraslap came from this, I think, because of the morbidity aspect. They wanted something that wasn't an actual jawbone. But you can get these. They have, it's a Mexican, traditional Mexican folk instrument. And,
so it is okay.
Sounds unreal. You can get them online, and sometimes people we get weirded out, like they think that we're out there harvesting jawbones from donkeys or whatever. But I'm pretty sure it's all done humanely. There's not like a huge underground donkey business.
Yeah,
but
we have gotten some hate from kind-hearted, caring people who care about animals for using the jawbone of a donkey.
I imagine so. Yeah. It fits the band in some weird, morbid way.
It
really does.
It's more the, like, use every part of the animal kind
of
ethic.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The Native Americans would have.
You don't want to waste. You don't want to waste.
In the world, and so you got to make use of it.
Again, Silent Comedy in studio. We are member-supported radio, KX93.5. You do have a presence online. Where could people find your stuff on the interweb?
The best place is thesilentcomedy.com.
Cool.
And that links to everything. You know, where to get our music, our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of that stuff.
Right on. Is there any, I guess you did bring your instruments. Could I get a song out of you guys?
Yeah.
I do have some more questions and stuff, and there's a lot to rap out about as far as music. When you meet people on the street and you say, oh, I'm in a band, I'm in a touring band, and they ask you what sort of music you play, what do you guys tell them?
It's hard to define it in
everyone's like
if we use certain words people really think the Mumford & Sons thing whenever you say folk at all, and so we tell them if that's their one touchstone that they understand the folk side, it's like that but much harder, much louder.
Sure.
Much more aggressive.
Mumford & Sons got really drunk and plugged in their stuff to guitar amps. And
would you? I'm waiting for that Mumford project one day. Or pick up the keytar and go synthesizers and do an 80s new wave type of vibe.
Yeah.
Again, Silent Comedy in studio on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. What did you guys want to play first?
We'll play a song from the new EP called God Neon.
All right, awesome, man. This is track one off the new EP, I believe. Is that the case? Cool. New music from The Silent Comedy, an exclusive Pearl Street session performance here on KX93.5. So whenever you guys are ready.
Hot nights, spotlights aren't saving souls. Self-serve, no need for the self-control. Ah, God neon, God neon, no. God neon, God neon, so. I saw down the river. Heel click, breeze, the whip off the limo door. Quick pop with smoke, I fast the boat. Light in every hole, yeah, the city's always moving. City's got a lot, it should be. I know the grass is always greener, but the city's got a hold on me. Got neon, got neon nose, got neon, got neon girls, got neon, got neon nose, got neon, got neon. Tight, smooth ride to the seventh floor. Drip, ride, strip, flood, drip, ride the bowl. As far as it'll go, well, the city's always moving. City's got a lot, it should be. I know the grass is always greener, but the city's got a hold on me.
I should probably say something here, I imagine. I'm busy Instagramming you guys as you guys were playing that live. The song is called God Neon, done brilliantly here at our Pearl Street Studios on member-supported radio KX93.5. Again, the silent comedy. Thank you so much for doing that, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You're going to be on tour for quite some time after this Southern California sweep?
You know, this is kind of the tail end of a couple months of summer touring. We'll be out until the end of August, and then we come home for a little bit and we start really working on the new record in earnest.
Cool. I guess you were telling me off the air that you guys are fortunate enough to be picking and choosing who you affiliate yourselves with as far as like record labels and stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
It's a good, we have been real fortunate, and we've been fortunate to start the album production process on our own terms and not have to go to someone for the money to do it. So
right.
It's a good place to be.
That's very cool. Is that the advice that you would give to an artist who would want to be in your shoes, just to keep going and doing your thing and playing shows and writing and recording and actively pursuing that, and then people will notice?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I think the biggest advice we would give to people that I wish we had known when we were younger in the process is to focus on the writing and the recording first, and then once you really have that worked out, fleshed out, and under your belt, to then start the touring process. We had it the other way around, and we were touring so hard that it became tough to make records and to do them really correctly because we were too busy. And
you hear that all the time.
Yeah.
With the sophomore slump type of record.
Yeah.
You know, because bands write it on the road on a tour bus, you know.
Yeah, so they always say you get your whole life to write your first record, and then you get like a year to write your second record.
Yeah,
totally. And exactly. That explains a lot of music we've heard in the past.
Yeah,
you know. But
totally.
You guys could speak on the perils of being an independent artist, the challenges and the triumphs. And I'd say so far so good, you guys.
Yeah.
So you gotta keep us in the loop, and
definitely,
you know, if there's any new music to unleash to the public, we'll be there for you. And
awesome.
Our studios are definitely open for you guys whenever you want to cruise through.
Thank you. It's beautiful. Any
isn't it though?
To come here is a good thing.
Yeah.
We'll take you up on it for sure.
I feel like being a music director, this is the type of project all the music directors want to be involved with because they get to play all the cool stuff.
Exactly.
You know, and our whole thing is generating content for artists. Is there anything you wanted to say to the the general public who might not be familiar with the music of the silent comedy yet? I feel like this project is appealing to a lot of different people who dig on a lot of different genres.
Yeah, I think the greatest way for people to get to know us and see if they like it is really to find our videos. You know, you can link to our YouTube from thesilentcomedy.com, and we've got kind of a wealth of video, and it shows every side of who we are. You know, the low-key folk acoustic stuff and the big rock and roll. Mm-hmm. So that's really a great way for people to get introduced to our little world and see if it's a world that they want to live in.
Cool. Very cool, man. I feel like the alt country thing is something that I've been digging on as of late. Do you find that you might consider yourselves borderline that?
Yeah, definitely. And I think the new record is going to have more of that influence than our past material, for sure.
Right on. Well, yeah. So the past material might have been more what?
The past stuff, we probably were a little bit more carnival-esque in the very early days. And some people who were familiar with us back then really think of that as kind of like a quirky, bouncy band. And we've moved definitely more in a rock and roll and blues vein since then. And we've gotten a lot more country influence just from touring with people who are in that world. And I think that's really where we're at now. We're much more of like a rock, country, Americana blues hybrid than we are like a bouncy carnival band anymore.
Sure. But I mean, the people that show up at your shows from time to time, I mean, come on, it's live. It's like a carnival, you know?
Yeah, true.
And I guess that's one thing you could, you know, all you could ask for is to have people bounce.
Yeah, exactly. You know? It's good time music, and the shows are rowdy as ever. You know, people cool. dance and get crazy and shout, and also are well-behaved in the sense, like, we have great crowds where everyone gets really into it and is really energetic, but there's not bad blood at all. So it's not a dangerous show to come to, mostly.
It's like that mosh pit etiquette type of thing.
Yeah, totally.
You know, like, nobody wants to get hurt, but everybody wants to have fun and maybe get a kick to the face by accident.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
again, Silent Comedy in Studio on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. If you're new to the radio station, you could be a member of the station. You could donate to this little nonprofit entity. All the details on KX935.com. Can we get another song out of you guys?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
what did you have in mind? No, we're deciding now.
We'll do one that's real fun called Blood on the Rails.
Okay, cool. Is there a VH1 Storytellers type of story you could give us with this particular song, or you just want to rip right into it?
There is. Actually, I mean, this comes from the early days of the band, but was never really recorded. And some folks at the History Channel heard a rough recording of it and wanted to use it for a show. So we went back and recorded it, and then for a show called The Men Who Built America. And then the people at A&E directed a music video for it. And it really gave the song a new life because we had stopped playing it for a few years. And so it's been cool to kind of rediscover it now and come back to it. Now it seems like a new song, even though it's years old.
Cool. Well, let me ask you that real fast. I guess artists are pimping their music out to radio stations. You know, they've been doing that for years.
Yeah.
But now the whole music supervision thing, is that what bands are doing now, kind of shopping their music to music supervisors?
Yeah.
And for the people who don't know, what is that supervisor thing?
The music supervisors, you know, like the basically the people with good taste that big corporations hire to find them cool music. Because I think a lot of times people in large corporate structures are pretty disconnected from the arts. And so they find someone who has a wealth of music knowledge and they get them to find what's new and cool or what fits a certain mood. And that works out well for independent artists because usually they've hired the people who know of all the up and coming bands. And that's kind of how it happened with us. We got introduced to that world. And for artists that are coming up in today's music climate, you know, there is no more big label money, pretty much. And album sales are not going to pay your bills at all. And so really working with advertising or being in having your songs in television and movies and movie trailers and commercials is the way to make a living anymore. And the Black Keys are a great example of that. For years they were doing that, and they wouldn't have been able to survive until popular culture caught up with them if they wouldn't have worked with a lot of kind of entertainment outlets to have their songs placed.
Right. The Black Keys, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, those music supervisors, those are the people who pick music for TV and film.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, I'll play a record on the air, you know, independent band, whatever. 2 weeks later, I see them on TV and on Target commercial or something. I think that's pretty cool for artists.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And the cool thing about it, I think that used to have a negative connotation probably 20 years ago with fans, where they felt like it was somehow impure for bands to have their songs used that way. But I think for anyone who's not aware of how much the industry has changed in the past couple decades, people should be excited when they see their favorite band in that commercial, because that means that they're going to be able to keep touring and keep making records and not living in a car.
Right.
Anymore, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. I talked to Alex from Franz Ferdinand, and he got approached by Taco Bell to use one of their songs, and he said, no, I don't want to be affiliated with that. I guess when you're Franz Ferdinand, you're able to pick and choose who you want to, you know.
And, you know, you always have to pick and choose of, you know, you have to keep a careful eye on what you're associated with. For us, we've just been fortunate to be in league with people that we really enjoy what they're doing. So it's a good relationship.
All right, no more questions, I promise. You guys wanted to play a song that's not on the new EP, but it's a silent comedy song from back in the day.
Yeah, this one is called Blood on the Rails. It is available on iTunes and everywhere, even though it's not on the newest EP.
Cool.
I won't take it.
awesome. That is the Silent Comedy live in our Pearl Street studios on member-supported radio, KX93.5. Very cool, you guys. I was thinking about what to say after you guys finished that song, and frankly, I got nothing. but That's thanks so too. Much for being here. I feel like before you know it, you guys are going to look back, and there's going to be a tremendous body of work with this particular band. And again, our studios are definitely open to you guys if you ever want to get the word out for anything.
Thank you.
So thanks again. Anything else to touch on before? I mean, you guys have time to hit up the beach before the Constellation room tonight?
No, I wish. Yeah, we're going to rush over to load in, but I wish we had time to go in the water.
Next time. Now you guys know that we're here, and that's pretty cool.
Definitely. Yeah, and that would be the one thing we'd want to say is we're just really happy about what you guys are doing. And
thanks.
The fact that people are supporting more independent radio is amazing.
Could be the wave of the future. You never know. Yeah. You know, I've worked for CBS Radio, Clear Channel, still do weekends down south on a major market station, and to have creative control here and, again, to take a chance on a record and give independent artists a voice, man, I get a kick out of it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Again, Silent Comedy, thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.